Hello everyone, welcome to the Dorsey Wright Monday video. I'm Ian Saunders.
And I'm Eric McArdle.
And it is Monday, December 16th. I'm looking at another seemingly strong start to the week for at least the domestic equity side of things. We had markets making new, most broad market indexes at least making new all-time highs last week and continuing higher here this morning. A lot of stuff in the news going on, but a lot of the stuff specifically that seems to be taking markets higher is coming from the international side of things. Is that right, Eric?
That's right. And we've seen international improve on the year. Granted, domestic has been strong, right? We know, as you pointed out, hitting new all-time highs consecutively now for the past really couple of months. Mm-hmm. It's been a strong showing to start Q4 and move into Q4 for domestic equities. But on the international side, you know, we're seeing developed markets, we're seeing some improvement across areas of emerging markets. But I think let's start with, you know, one of the two really pivotal issues from the global economy perspective that really we had a little bit of clarification on last week. Mm-hmm. And that's Brexit, right? This has been something that's been in the news really since 2016 in the summer, and we've had really no resolution up until last week's snap election called by Boris Johnson, right? In which the Conservative Party in the UK took a supermajority, which now gives us a little bit more clarity as to thinking that Brexit will finally come to fruition. Now, we've heard this for years, right? However, when you check out the technicals, we're seeing some improvement and maybe some risk moving away from these areas of the market where investors are feeling a little bit more comfortable. Starting with the iShares MSCI United Kingdom ETF, ticker EWU, we saw this return to a positive trend in early December, last week on the 13th, returning to a buy signal on the default chart. And we've also seen momentum flip to positive recently from a weekly and a monthly perspective. So inching above that three score threshold to a 3.28 with a really strong score direction of 2.92. Mm. Now, that index is going to be a little bit on the overbought side as of last week's action, and is testing resistance at 34. However, this is a positive development for a region that really has been maligned. You know, and interestingly enough, Ian, we've seen Europe do relatively well on the year, right? When we look at the index perspective from a broader standpoint, what are we seeing there?
Absolutely. So as you said there, the UK in and of itself is looking, that this news there with the snap election seemed to work out pretty positively, at least from the price movement there from the equity side. But we've seen that similar story actually across the European markets as a whole. Looking at the Stocks Europe Index, the ticker there on our system is going to be SXMP. That index had a pretty solid resistance point at 300 that it actually had hit eight consecutive times going back to the end of 2015. And it now recently moved at the end of last week to another buy signal at that 300 point, hitting it that resistance level for the ninth time now since the end of 2015. I mean, you talk about a lot of tops there. That is quite a significant point. But if we're looking at the general movement of that index as a whole, showed some improvement beginning of last year, fell off with the broader international space really in the second half of last year, but has been pretty consistently improving throughout the year, and then a lot of sideways movement right up at this 300 point. So again, that ticker is SXMP, and then if you see that breakthrough to the upside, could indicate some more positive movement for the Europe space as a whole moving forward.
Absolutely, and I think it's interesting when you see the headline risk out of Europe, you know, it really is important to come back to the technicals, check the scores, check the charts, and drown out that noise, because most of the news you hear out of Europe is negative, right? Mm-hmm. It seems like they're having growth issues. But when you're able to then look at, you know, some of these breakouts that we've just pointed out, you know, I think that gives you a better perspective on really what's driving these markets. Mm-hmm. And when we take another step back and we look at developed markets as a whole, which Europe is largely a constituent of, we look at the EFA ETF, right? The MSCI EFA ETF, ticker EFA. And this is on a second buy signal on its default chart, testing resistance at 69 with a fund score of 3.25 and a positive score direction of 1.68. So improvement across the developed space, which isn't a surprise given the backdrop with Europe. But also interesting to point out that Japan makes up the largest constituency within that index and ETF. And we've touched on Japan improving recently. So, you know, that's another area of the developed market that has shown some strength here in recent months and continues to do so.
Absolutely. And when you're looking at the global space as a whole, I mean, it's been a pretty decent year for the international side of things. If you take that movement, as you mentioned there, with Japan being the largest constituent of the developed space there, looking at the asset class groups course page, if you sort by the non-US view and then sort by score direction, we see that Japan's actually the highest score direction out of any international area that we have there on that system.
It is.
Definitely some near-term momentum there with that space.
That's right. And speaking of momentum abroad, when we look at momentum-based products in the international space, we can find that you know, if we take a momentum-based approach, you actually do pretty well in the year, right? So if we look at the momentum product in the developed market, ticker PIZ from Invesco, we see that the Invesco product is up 23.5% on the year versus EFA, which is up 18.5% on the year. So momentum working well in these environments, and you know, definitely something to check out if you're looking at exposure into these newly regaining strength areas of the market.
Absolutely, absolutely. And there are a lot of other areas that we're seeing in international that have shown maybe not quite as much improvement as some of the momentum throughout the year, but have started to pick up a little bit more over the near term. Specifically also on that asset class group scores page with that score direction sort, international small cap is another name that's up towards the top of the list. We've focused a little bit over the past couple weeks on the domestic front, looking at near-term strength in small caps, but we've also seen that in the international front, kind of some further follow-through there. But then another area as well that's in the news a fair amount here recently, and it might be another large part of the reason why domestic equity markets are at least going higher, is China. So the apparent agreement between the U.S. and China on a trade deal has taken Chinese equities higher as well. We're looking at FXI, that broad-based China ETF is up at a double top formation and also bumping right up against its bearish resistance line. So a little weaker score here right now, but if we see that breakthrough to the upside, that could indicate some further follow through. But one area that has improved significantly recently in China is actually the China technology and internet space. One specific fund that we were taking a look at in there, CQQQ, that has given three consecutive buy signals, is currently at a resistance point from earlier this year in April. If it breaks through that point up to gets to 53, that would be a new 52-week high. Real solid score, fund score there, 4.30, with an extremely strong score direction of 4.21. So definitely another point that we're taking a look at as we head towards the end of the year here.
Yep, that's right, Ian. And I think the China story, you know, obviously has been a big theme in markets on the year as well as last year. And, you know, we're starting to get some headlines coming out saying we're close to resolution there. We'll wait and see, right? As of now, it doesn't appear that anything has been finalized
or signed,
anything formal. But we'll keep you posted, of course. And, you know, as always is the case, we want to always keep an eye on the technicals and find what areas of the market are strong, regardless of what's in the headlines. So, you know, I think it's neat to see what's happening around the world. And, you know, like I said, we'll keep you posted in the future. So with that, Ian, always a pleasure for you all. We'll talk to you next week.